Hi, ma'am. Sorry about that. What is your name?
It's Judy Schneier, but I don't even think she knew that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like you're local.
We are local,
Are you
actually. So,
in Kingston?
we are.
Oh, okay. She sounded more distant. So, I mean, I'm guessing
You
wasn't
might have
local.
been on a call with one of our agents with that technically runs our night shift stuff, so.
Oh, okay.
And it's weird
So, yeah.
because
So
it's that's weird because we've been here and we've been ready for calls for ages.
Oh, and you're not getting them? Because I've waited online for ages.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, no, it's no, I.
And she was quoting me prices that I didn't. She was quoting me higher prices than what the flyer I got was. And so she might have been on the night one because I think it expires today. But so that's what also made me think she wasn't local. And she didn't know whether this area had, whether Rhinebeck had it or not. So she had to look that up. So, yeah.
So
So she must, but anyway,
I
I'm
can
in the
help you with
village
any
of Rhinebeck.
questions. Okay, so I
That's
can help you
great.
with any questions you have.
So I'm trying to figure out, and this was also, I was wondering if she got tired of me because I obviously don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to decide, I'm trying to understand what the difference is. So, like, I have Spectrum for TV, but this doesn't do the TV channels. It does the
Internet and home phone.
well, she said it also does cable.
No, we Archtel Fiber does not handle any cable services.
So what was she talking? She said I would get I can connect to the TV for Netflix and Hulu.
So that'll be from your so Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, all of those kinds of channels are streaming subscriptions from your television. If it is a smart TV, or if you have a Roku or Fire, Amazon Fire device, you can actually connect to that Wi-Fi signal to stream those services, and you can utilize your
Oh,
TV
okay.
for that.
Okay, so I got a Roku, but I have so in other words, it doesn't do cable. It does do cable, or I guess I don't understand what cable is.
Okay, so the cable signal you usually receive from Spectrum, sorry,
Yeah.
the heat's making me itch everywhere.
Oh.
I know. But the cable signal you receive from Spectrum comes along a coaxial cable. That's the little copper cable that plugs into the back of your modem. And
Right,
then
okay.
that then goes up into your TV to give you your local channels, the ones you pay your packaging for
Right, so that's different.
every single month. That is different. What
Okay.
Archtel Fiber is we are a 100% full fiber internet company that gives you access to be able to have all of your streaming services work at without any interruption.
Okay.
Because of the high bandwidth speed that we do provide, which is much greater than that of Spectrum.
Right, yeah. Because I am just recently, my Wi-Fi keeps going down, and also I can no longer. I mean, I have a very small house, and and I can't even go to the other end of the house and still get cable. And I was, or still get internet, or still use the phone, I should say, or and even internet is iffy. So this would. Be, oh, wait a second. So would this be handling the phone Wi-Fi?
You mean like from your cell phone?
Yeah.
So yes, your Wi-Fi, your over Wi-Fi calling can actually be handled that way as well. So yes, it can handle over Wi-Fi calling.
Oh, but the price, the $69.99, does not, the fiber optics does not go for
It doesn't
their
go for
phone.
No, so we don't offer wireless wireless phone services. We offer a landline service. So yeah, that's where a lot of people get confused. They think, oh, you guys offer phone services, so you guys offer cell phones. No, we actually don't offer any cell phone coverage. We offer a landline service.
Okay. So it wouldn't really cut down on any prices to Spectrum, because they just charged me extra to be able to get Wi-Fi for my cell phone. But so I still have to get that from Spectrum.
What do you mean? So when you say Spectrum was charging you for Wi-Fi, sorry, one second. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So what do you mean by Spectrum was charging you for a Wi-Fi signal to your phone?
Well, they, wait a minute. Oh no, I guess that's Verizon. Oh, I don't know. I'm so confused. So Verizon handles my, I guess I have Verizon for my cell phone.
Verizon is your, if you have a Verizon cell phone provider, they handle your actual cell phone service when you're not at home. While you're at home, our Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi we have for Archtop Fiber would actually cover the Wi-Fi signal for your phone. So that's not something.
Okay.
That's not something you need to worry about. If your phone is connecting to a Wi-Fi signal, that's going to connect to your phone directly.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I couldn't quite figure that out. So, yeah. So, for instance, I used to get good Wi-Fi in this house. And like I said, it's a small house. So I can go downstairs into the basement, and I can go to the other, and I can go a couple of rooms away and still get the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it now doesn't work. So it drops calls. So they said, okay, well, for an extra $20 a month, we'll give you this setup. And so I'm paying that, but I haven't actually used it yet, so I don't know that it works. But I saw this, and I thought, well, let me check this out too. So then doing the fiber optics would handle the Wi-Fi on the phone, so it shouldn't be dropping.
Correct.
So I shouldn't have to get a... what do you call it? An addition or whatever they call it.
An extender.
You get an extender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the house is just a little over 1,000 square feet. It's 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So, yeah. And at that size, while we would recommend at least one extender, if your router modem wasn't, you know, centrally located in your house, but if it is centrally located, it'll cover the entire home. It's got about a 700-foot radius. So that means either side, it'll broadcast out about 700 feet.
Okay. I guess I don't understand then the benefit of fiber optics.
So
if it can't even go if it goes less or to the same amount as what I'm getting already, what's the benefit of fiber optics?
Well, when I say 700 feet, ma'am, that's 700. So it going off to one side of it, it'll go 700 feet and it'll go an additional 700 feet off to the other side. So that's about 1400. Well, maybe not 700 feet. It's like 700 square feet. So that's about 1,400 square feet of range inside your home, and if your home only has 1,100 square feet, it'll cover the whole house. Yeah.
Maybe not the basement, or would it probably
do
that?
It could go directly down to the basement.
Okay. Yeah. So then it should cover the whole house. Okay. Good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things you can do is, like, if you're trying to cut the cord of Spectrum and just, like, depending on what you're getting from the cable package, if you have cable with them, one of the suggestions I give to people, because we do recommend for people to switch over to full streaming services is cut the cord with Spectrum. Get YouTube TV. YouTube TV costs you about $99 a month, or not $99 a month, $99 a year, and it gives you all of the local channels, plus a good smattering of some of the ones you find in regular cable packaging, including live TV and all of that stuff. For it comes out to like $8 and change a month.
And that's called YouTube?
YouTube TV.
And so it works on the TV?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but I don't have a, what do you call it?
You said you have a Roku
I don't
device?
Have smart, I don't think I have. I have a, yes, I have that. I don't have a smart
so
TV, but
you,
I have a.
The YouTube TV can be downloaded through the Roku channel manager from your device,
mm-hmm.
your Roku device. So that's not something you need to worry about. So that would cover all of your local local and some of the other cable channels that aren't covered by your other regular subscription services. That way you can actually cut down even further on your month-to-month costs.
And that's runs about, what did you say,
about
a month?
It comes out to, so they charge for the full year, and they charge $99, I think it's like $99 plus tax.
Okay.
So in comparison to getting usually from most cable companies are going to be like, hey, you want the basic cable, we're charging you $20 to $30 a month.
Yes. Yeah.
So that right there, it's in about 3 to 4 months time of getting regular cable, you've already paid for the entire year and you're getting more channels than what the quote unquote basic package from cable provides. So.
Oh, okay. And you're getting the regular TV channel, so you can turn on the TV when your show is on.
That is correct.
It's
with
not that I have to stream it at another time.
No. With YouTube TV, it is it accepts the signal from the local broadcasting stations and the national broadcasting stations, and it just plays them. It is regular TV. They do change out the commercialing a little bit differently because it's owned by YouTube. and commercials are usually ran by the service that's actually providing them anyways.
Well, I don't really care about the commercials. but you know, it would be nice to, I mean, I like the news channel and I like some of my programs.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, but I could care less about the commercials. I'm sick of only being able to get, I guess it would be the same, but New York City news, because we're here.
I know, right? So as far as I'm aware, there isn't any, like, local news stations to, like, the Kingston,
no,
sorry, to, like, the Hudson Valley region. It's, like, the closest thing we get is,
Albany.
Yeah. I was going to say Albany is probably the closest one that gets any kind of news. So.
Yeah. And I used to get Albany, and now all I get is New York City. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I guess New York City does give you a broader news. But anyway, so that's – how do you get YouTube TV?
Oh, you can literally – if you go online to you can go online to YouTube.com and – and once you're signed in, you can actually click on on your little icon up at the top right, and you should see a little symbol that says YouTube TV. You just click on there, and it'll actually allow you to sign in. You can also, if you download the YouTube TV app on your Roku device, it'll actually give you all the instructions right there.
Download YouTube. What is it?
YouTube TV.
TV. Okay. Yeah, that's where my son's going to get enlisted. Okay. So, that's a great, that's worth definitely trying. And, so now going back to this. So this is going to handle my computer. Now, can it handle two computers?
Our devices, our routers can handle up to about 100 connections.
Okay.
So.
Oh.
So don't
so for if, one gig
for one gig it can handle for well any of them it can handle multiple connections. We have a technician who's been running stress tests, and they've managed to get about 45 devices connected to one location, and it's okay. not hurt the network or the system or the router.
Okay, so we have two phones and two TVs.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. And I don't think what else would run. Nothing else. I know you can get the doorbells and things like that.
Yeah, if you have a wireless people say, well, we've got like 3 or 4 devices, and then they plug in and they see, oh wait, no, you've got about 12, because it astounds them. There's you can have smart lighting. Your printer can, if you have a wireless printer, that connects. You have your phones, tablets, gaming consoles. It's everything. Anything. There's things that you don't realize use Wi-Fi that use Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about the wireless printer, although it doesn't work right now, but it hopefully will someday. So computer, phone, printer are the big ones. And the TV, I guess, because if I get the YouTube TV, so that would be, but all of that should be covered within the 1 gigabyte.
Yes.
Okay. And the 1 gigabyte, I was just running on here to see what I was getting for upload, download with Spectrum right now, and on my phone, and on the computer, and it's download 38 Mbps and 11.1 upload.
With our 1 gig network, we actually offer symmetrical upload and download speeds. And what we're telling you you're going to get is what you're going to get. You'll see you'll see 1,000 megabytes upload and download speeds, give or take about 100 to either side, depending on throughput traffic, location away from, you know, the main hub and everything. So, but you'll see right around 1,000 megabytes per second, upload and download speeds.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm in the middle of the village, so I'm guessing that would be a hub there, or is the hub with you in Kingston?
So we do actually have a hub in Rhinebeck.
Okay.
So it's there.
Okay. Yeah, so good. So now the other one that tell me about your competition, which I just got a flyer from Frontier they're now offering.
Frontier does not offer full 100% fiber internet. They are still running aerial strung coaxial cabling for their internet services that they do provide. Unlike us, which we are a 100% full fiber internet, which uses our state-of-the-art network, that instead of being strung up along poles, we bury in the ground to help protect it from the environment.
Yeah, because I know they had our road. They were on our – I guess you all were the ones just recently, a few weeks ago. Would you have been the ones in the village?
Going through –
the ground?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was us.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know I was going to stop and ask them, but I didn't. And I don't know, I guess 100% fiber is better than
So our fiber optic cabling, actually all of the data that you send or receive to your home is transmitted via light versus an electrical signal, which is transmitted along the copper cables of coaxial cabling.
Oh, okay. So when we have storm disruptions and everything, it's likely we're going to lose our coaxial or whatever that thing is that you just said.
The coaxial cabling that you normally see. So, like, yeah, if there's a really big storm, like a windstorm or something, and it falls into a power line, you're going to lose your power. You're going to lose phone services. You're going to lose out on your internet services if you have it. Versus with us, so long as your home has power, you'll have internet.
Oh, okay. Yes. Because actually, I think I'm on the hospital power line, because when everybody else is out right around here, we're on. So I'm thinking that we're probably on the hospital end of it. which would then make it better, right? Because
possibly.
We'd be less likely to go down.
Possibly.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'm not going to have all this off and on, and every few minutes it's going off, and every few minutes it's going on, and
no, ma'am.
Then we go back on, it's off again. And so now I saw it was today that we have to order by, and we get the $69.99.
So for they're saying that, but that's actually our everyday price with for service with an ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then I can also get the free installation, or is that something you do anyway?
That's something that gets covered as well.
Okay. And because I said today's the deadline, is that actually true or no?
No. That's just something. That's just something our marketing department does.
Yeah, that makes sense. I fell for it, even though I know that a lot of times it can stretch a little bit. So you're really the only one right now that's doing 100% fiber in the Rhinebeck area.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, are you all the ones that do Columbia County too?
I'm not too sure which one that is.
Oh, okay. And up just north of us in Columbia County, Hudson.
So we're going to be all along the Hudson Valley from I believe, as far north as it's like 20 miles south of Albany, all the way down to just north of Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay. So you won't actually be south of Poughkeepsie. I mean, I'm not. I don't. But
no.
That's interesting. Do they already have a fiber optics down there?
They do. Down past Poughkeepsie, they have Verizon Fios.
Oh, okay. But we don't have that.
No. And they actually didn't. Okay. They never planned on coming up this way anyways.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's good because I don't. Verizon I like. It's Spectrum I don't like. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I'm just wondering, because I know that the county had fiber optics put in to around the county, and then all the people had to do was get it put into, wired into their house, or get the cable. I don't know, what do? Come in and lay the...
I have no clue how the county would have handled it.
I mean here with you all.
Oh, with us? So yeah, we have our own process for how that does. We actually do come and lay the, as part of our installation process, we do come and we actually lay out the line for the fiber optic cabling so that you can connect to the network. And then we make sure it gets installed and actually is active on our servers and signals.
Okay. And so when you do that, do you replant the grass or?
Yes. If we have to bury the cable, we bury it, we fill it back in, and then we do reseed.
Okay. And when do you not have to bury it?
So the way we normally run the cabling is if it is ran over what is known as an aerial, which means, and we usually do that when following the poles of where your power comes into your home. So if your power comes in aerial style, which means it comes from a pole to your home, we'll try to follow that as much as possible. But if it's underground or at your request, we can always just bury the cable.
Oh, okay. And there's no charge for that. That's part of the installation.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. Because I do have a transformer at the edge of the property on the road, but yeah. So I know. Okay. But I can get it buried. I don't want more wires because they're a problem anyway.
That's understandable, ma'am.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to order it.
All right. I can very much help you with that. Can I get your service address, please?
Yes. 6 Platt, P-L-A-T-T, Avenue, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
You said 6 plat or 5 plat?
Yeah, 6.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to give it to my neighbors. They can get their own.
Actually, crazy enough,
very nice.
Crazy enough, one of your neighbors is already getting Arch Top Fiber.
Oh, okay.
I actually, you're the second person from Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck that I've actually signed up for service today.
Today. Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, okay.
All right. Is this for home or business?
Home. Well, it's home, but I do my business from here too, so.
Call it home.
Whichever.
Call it home.
Yeah, call it home. Yeah, I want home. It's home. It's mostly home.
So we're going to go with 1 gig. We're going to, since we've talked extensively about this, we're going to go with the 1 gig network with no Wi-Fi extenders. And you're saying you don't need home phone services because you have your cell phones. Perfectly understandable.
Right. Right. Wait a minute. I do have a line, a phone line, a regular phone line.
Okay. Would you like to transfer that over to us here at Arch Top Fiber?
And that's going to be part of the whole expense? I mean, part of the monthly expense? Or is that
so separate? The phone service is an additional expense on top of everything. But one of the nice things about us is we don't charge the tax and fees you normally are associated with. They're actually included in the price of what we quote you. So you don't have to worry about any of those prices.
But what is the monthly price for it?
So the monthly price for the phone service is $24.99. That is with taxes and fees included.
Okay. So I am going to – I mean, I was keeping it only for, I've had it for so long, I was feeling kind of partial to it. But I haven't been using it in quite a while, and I need to save money. So –
no worries.
That would be saving quite a bit of money, I guess. About 25 a month.
$25 a month. Yeah, that is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that would be, what would that be a year?
$300.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll go ahead and cancel that then. Or I'll cancel it through. We won't add that in.
No worries. So I have your service address is 6 Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how your utility wires come into your home? Did it come through the air or underground?
I think it comes through the air because I know where which wires is this?
Your electricity wire.
I think it's coming in from the distributor, which I have.
No
the
worries.
The transformer.
Yeah, no worries there. Now, is your billing address different
from
your...
Hello?
Your billing... Oh, can you hear me, ma'am?
Did I lose you, too?
No, I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Ma'am, can you hear me?